8:51, back with Rich and Ryan in the morning, and we are joined by a couple of special guests who run Goodbye Blue Monday, and we turn the microphone to Ryan Foley to introduce our special guests.
Yeah, so today for our Keep It Local segment, we have Ashley Bell, the general manager of Goodbye Blue Monday, and Chloe Keener, the owner and operator of Goodbye Blue Monday. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
How's it going today? Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, my holiday was really chill, which was exactly what I wanted.
Good deal. How about you, Chloe?
It was great. I was abroad visiting family, and Ashley kept the boat afloat, and I was able to relax and enjoy some time off.
Oh, isn't that just worth its weight in gold right there?
Absolutely.
You just have those great employees that you're like, I don't have to worry about it. They got it. It's all good.
Yep, that's Ashley.
Nice. Oh, very cool. Well, so we are here today to talk about your business, which I would say is quite the Northfield institution. It's been around since 1990, right?
Yes. Yep. I believe actually might be 1991, but okay. I could be wrong.
Yeah, right around
that.
There.
Right around there, yeah.
Nice. And when did you take over the business?
I took over in September of 2022.
Okay.
So it's been a little more than 2 years.
Nice. So before we dive into the business aspect, we'd love to learn a little bit more about you and your professional background before becoming a coffee shop owner. And what kind of led you to that decision?
Well, I actually worked at Goodbye Blue Monday right after college. I'm okay. from Northfield originally. I went to high school here. And like a lot of college students, I moved back home to figure my life out. So I lived with my mom and worked part-time at Goodbye Blue Monday as a barista. And then I actually worked at another coffee shop in Madison when I moved back to Madison. I was a manager there, and that's where I really got my like roots in coffee. And I always felt like that was like my favorite job, even after I left there and went on to do like other things that I actually really enjoyed, which were I was a stylist for a big online retailer. I worked for Kohl's doing like off model, like lay flat lay styling, kind of more creative work.
Okay.
I finally realized that I really wanted to work in coffee again, and I worked at a place in St. Paul called Rose Street Patisserie, like not long before I took over Goodbye Blue Monday.
Okay.
And when this opportunity came up, I just knew in my gut that this was the right situation for me.
Yeah. And did the idea of being a business owner always appeal to you?
Yes. I mean, I had thought many times about opening my own coffee shop like throughout the years, but I was always really overwhelmed by it, and I didn't quite ever feel like I knew how to do it. And then I had a child. My spouse passed away, and I was just me and a child, and I thought, I can't like start a business and not make an income for 2 years. You know, it just wasn't like realistic to think about opening my own coffee shop.
Yeah. So it just needed to be that timing of everything, make sure it all worked out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Purchasing an existing coffee shop like Goodbye Blue Monday was the perfect situation for me.
Yeah.
Because it was already, you know, I got all the clientele, I got all the recipes, I got everything that I needed to like run a business, and I was able to like pay myself and support my son and all those things that like you just don't always happen if you're like starting your own business.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And Ashley, you're not from Northfield, right?
No. Okay. No, I'm from Central Wisconsin.
Gotcha. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm from Central Wisconsin, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I went to college at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. And I got my degree in communications, public relations, and I double majored in philosophy too.
Okay.
At the time, I had thought that I wanted to go into like a communications PR, like marketing job. But while I was in college, I actually worked at Starbucks, which is where my love for coffee and coffee shops started. And so then after I graduated and I started doing some jobs in marketing and communications, and I found myself enjoying what I was doing, but every day I would wake up and be like, I just want to own my own coffee shop one day. I want to go back to working in coffee. It was like my favorite thing in the whole entire world. I have a coffee plant tattooed onto me. I love it so much. I love like the culture it creates in a space. And So then I decided to go back to working in coffee after a few years of corporate marketing and stuff. And so here I am in Northfield.
Very cool. Nice. And sorry, Rich, were you going to jump
in? Just was get whereabouts in Wisconsin. That's all.
Yes, yeah, there you
go. Yep. Nice. Well, very cool. So you both very much have a passion for coffee. That's very evident. So let's talk a little bit about the business with Goodbye Blue Monday, because it is a very unique coffee shop in the sense that it's privately owned, which I feel like is a rarity to come by these days. What else makes Goodbye Blue Monday such a special place from your perspectives?
I always think it's the nostalgia. To be honest, I think it's a very unusual that a coffee shop would exist for over 30 years in a small town. You know, we, every Carlton reunion weekend, people come back literally to see it exactly as it was. I think a lot of people want the art to be the same, the furniture to be the same. Yeah. They want the drinks to be the same. They just can't believe that it hasn't changed. And so when I took over the shop, I really feel like I took on like an institution, and the nostalgia part of it was like a really important part of like what we do. So we try hard to like make really thoughtful changes and not just change it for like the sake of changing it, because we want people to be. And I think that's just really unique. I mean, there's a lot of coffee shops in Northfield, but nobody's been here this long.
So, right. Yeah, yeah. You've got that history element, which is really important. How about you, Ashley?
Yeah, I think, well, I haven't been working there for very long. My 1 year anniversary was December 20th, but something I noticed right away when I started working there is that like the people, including like the customers, the employees, the vendors we work with, are all just like really down to earth. And we just like love creating those kinds of connections with folks that come into the coffee shop. Like 60% of the people that come in, I know them on a first name basis. Right. They know stuff about my life. I know stuff about their life. And like, I think that's truly what we aim to like cultivate there, is just like a space based on connection and good interactions and thoughtful interactions. Yeah. And so that's something I really appreciate about Goodbye Blue Monday, is like, we just care very deeply about the people that come in and the people that work for us, etc.
Yeah, excellent. And with your space, in addition to being a coffee shop, you do host special events there as well. Could you give us some of the examples of things that you've done and maybe are looking forward to doing as well?
Yeah, we really would love to just promote Goodbye Blue Monday as an event space. We have done a couple different kind of things. We did an event for Carlton where they like rented the space after hours. And then we did a really awesome drag reading with Mrs. Moxie. And Ashley really led the way on that. So I should let her talk about that. But it's we like being a community space. And I think having events and having like local people come in and do things is a really fun way to like, you know, get people in the door and also like spread our message of inclusivity and you know, a welcoming, you know, place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Ashley, I want to ask you, is that something that, being a marketing communications background person, is that something that's kind of a passion of yours, is to really connect with the community like that?
Yeah, that's actually something that I was really excited about for the Mrs. Moxie event, was I got to use my background in that for something that I just like really deeply cared about as like a person, is like showing up in the community, and like having that community at Goodbye Blue Monday was just really important. And I love being able to use those skills in a space where I feel the most me and confident. And so I think that it's something that I would love to continue to do, especially like community outreach and stuff too. And being at the coffee shop and being able to do both is kind of like the best of both worlds for me. Yeah.
Very cool. I'm very excited to see what you both continue to do in the future, because that kind of leads me to my next question. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Rich.
No. You've got more. I'll save mine till the end.
Okay. So you've been at the coffee shop a year. You've had it for 2 years. Where do you kind of see it moving in the next few years? What kind of direction do you want to take it in while still preserving its illustrious past?
Yeah, we have a lot of exciting things coming up. Again, like I said, we try to be really thoughtful about the changes that we make because I know people really care about the authenticity of like what it always has been. Ashley and I went to Coffee Fest in Minneapolis last fall, and we're really inspired and got a lot of great ideas. And one of the things we did was put together a mission statement and talk about like our values. So I'll let Ashley actually talk about that because I like to joke that I'm not the most ambitious person, but Ashley and I are a good pair because she is, I don't know if ambitious is how she would describe herself, but she's very, she really stays on something when she, you know, gets the idea. And yeah, it's a really good way for me to continue to like do the things that I want to do, having that partnership. But so she has really spearheaded a lot of the like, you know, background work with that. So I'll let her take over with that.
All right.
Yeah. I think that's something that when we were at Coffee Fest, we knew what Goodbye Blue Monday was. Like, it's been there for so long, and we just wanted like something that said like, this is who we are. This is what we want people to know about us in like a summed up statement. And so that's Goodbye Blue Monday is an eclectic, nostalgic, and inclusive community gathering spot made up of people who are passionate about genuine interactions and good coffee. And I think that's something you're always going to get when you come into Goodbye Blue Monday is you're going to get a good cup of coffee, but you're also probably going to have some laughs with the baristas working. You're probably going to catch up a little bit with what people did over the weekend. And then our values are inclusivity, authenticity, and integrity. And I think all of that is summed up in just how we show up every day at work. We are who we are, and we want you to come in as who you are, and we celebrate that. And I think with some of the like exciting things coming up that we talked about kind of fall into that statement too. Like, we're always trying to make, like Chloe said, like intentional changes that still stay true to Goodbye Blue Monday. But we might be introducing some specialty drinks that are unique to Goodbye Blue Monday in the new year. So look out for those. Hint, hint.
A little bit of a teaser you will. Yeah. So speaking of which, do you two have favorite coffee drinks? What's your drink of choice if you're...
I have probably two. Okay. Right now, this morning, I'm drinking a Miel, which is a honey and cinnamon latte.
That's one of my faves, too.
So good. Yep. And we get our honey locally, so it's just a really great drink.
Nice.
And I also drink, like, short Americanos, like a double shot in a small cup with a lot of cream.
When you just need something to just really give you that.
Yes, if I just really need to like wake up, that's what I drink.
There you go.
Ashley's an iced girl.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I will drink iced coffee 365 days a year. If it's negative 20 degrees outside, I don't care. It's iced.
I don't know if that means that, because same. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a sign that we're maybe just a little off, but whatever.
I've been knowing that since like... 2 years into my life that I'm a little off, but no, my Goodbye Blue Monday drink is an iced coffee with a little bit of vanilla and a little splash of cream, and I always have to like inspect my drink to make sure I didn't add too much cream, because then I'm like really particular about how I drink.
So maybe you could call that like the Ashley.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. So to wrap this up, where can folks find you on socials, online, and what are your hours when they want to pop by?
Yeah. So if you want to find us on social, our Instagram is GBM_coffee, and that's on Instagram. Our website is gbmcoffee.com.
And then we are also on Facebook, although I will admit we don't use Facebook a lot. So I think the best way to find us is on Instagram.
Okay.
And we're open from 6:30 to 6, 7 days a week.
Okay.
We are closed on New Year's Day, so don't come down and expect us. We will be there working on something very exciting, but we will not be serving any coffee. Was there any other places that we are or that we want to let people know? I don't think so. Yeah. We still have an old-fashioned phone, so you can still call us.
Nice. Love it. Love it. Cool.
But follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, I was going to say, because do you, like, if people comment to your stuff, do you usually comment back then too?
Yeah, we try to, yes.
Nice.
Totally.
Awesome. Well, Rich, did you have anything else to add in?
You know what? I'm gonna leave it. I've got a question for Chloe that I'm going to ask her off here.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, again, this is Chloe. I'm sorry.
Keener.
Keener. Chloe Keener. and Ashley Bell from Goodbye Blue Monday. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
And that takes us to the end of our show.